Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim Allen, he'll be there every step of the way. The baseball postgame show right here on The Fan and your host of Hot Stove Weekly Monday nights on The Fan. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. It's sort of this calm before the storm, and seasonal workers know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, there's that little lag time, little delay before you dig back in, and I'm getting ready for it.
Yeah,
I'm prepared since I've been banished from the air. I can't wait to get back on.
Banished from the air?
Well,
you didn't swear on the air, did you?
I might have.
Oh, well, maybe that's it.
didn't you get suspended like 5 times last season?
Well, I'm probably paying my dues now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Al, what do you think of, you know, when you don't see Bryce Harper and you see Manny Machado remain unsigned, okay, and you see Dallas Keuchel unsigned? These are three top-level guys. Does that bode well for a franchise like the Brewers when there's obviously some sort of collusion going on in baseball where these owners are tired of giving long-term contracts and paying $500 million to guys? How do you see that?
I think, Chuck, it's more concerning on the other guys. You know, the high-end guys, there's always going to be, you know, pretty high-end negotiations. So, you know, that I get, that it's going to take a little time. That's a huge decision. That's a decision for these guys in terms of Bryce and Machado that, you know, they've got to, you know, dissect all the details, the family, the long term, where you're going to bring your family to go to school, are you going to relocate, things like that. That, you know, those I get. And plus from the organization side, you know, to float out $150 to $250 million, that I understand. What is concerning, and you mentioned the word collusion, I don't know if it is, but definitely a landscape change in terms of free agency, because there's some, you know, 80 or 90 odd free agents still out there, and we saw this last year too, that, you know, why the waiting game? And you're seeing some of the guys, you know, a guy like Wade Miley just said, no, okay, fine, I'll take the deal. But these other guys just sit, and they sit, and they sit, and that I can't quite figure out yet. So we're seeing a definite free agent kind of landscape change in baseball, for sure, the last 2 years.
But it's almost something that the Brewers have been benefiting from, because they've been able to, I mean, David Stearns, he's seeing the way that baseball is going, where nobody wants to pay anyone anything. And the Nationals did offer Harper 10 for 300. He didn't want that. He wanted more than $30 million per.
And more power to the Nationals on that one.
So the Nationals did offer him initially. He said no. Now nobody will offer him a big one. Nobody will offer Machado this big one yet. So what the Brewers do is last year when it's slow, they say, all right, well, we'll bring Kane in. And then this year, they were able to figure it out with Yasmani Grandal and get him at least on that one-year deal. So I think you got to credit David Stearns that even though this isn't good for baseball, and ultimately it will probably end in some sort of strike or lockout or at least heavy negotiation at a table where everyone's yelling at each other. If that's the way it's going, you have to kind of move with the ocean, and I think Stearns has done that.
He has, and you're right on the money, Bart, in that it does benefit the lower payroll teams, because now these free agents are going to get a little jumpy, and maybe it's to the point where, you know, the owners and just the entire payroll structure is like, man, guys, look at the average payroll here, and you know, you guys are playing a baseball game. I'm not gonna chastise any player for accepting a bunch of millions of dollars. I would never do that. But you know, from the other side, you know, that's a lot of money for playing a game of baseball and flying on great aircrafts and staying in great hotels and eating great food and, you know, being set for life and your kids are set for life. Maybe they, I don't know if it was a conscious effort or not, but maybe it was this unwritten or unspoken thing that we're going to bring this thing down to earth here.
All right, looking ahead to the season, are you comfortable with the way the infield is situated right now with you still a question mark, I want to say, at second base and Shaw over at third, or would you rather them go out there and sign Moustakas and move Shaw back to second where we saw him at the end of last season?
There is a little bit of go-between at second and third, and you're right. But that actually is an advantage for the team that they do have that option open.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be just bridging the gap to Keston Hira? And that I have a sneaking suspicion that's what it is. And Keston Hira hasn't played one game at the AAA level yet. But if he comes out, guys, in the first, 30, 40 games or so at AAA and just the bat is major league ready, the bat-to-ball skills are there, obviously, I don't see why you wouldn't move him up and just, as long as it doesn't take up a year of service time, move him up, put him, insert him in that lineup and let him go. I mean, special seasons, special stories, that could be one of them for the crew.
I'm reading all these projections, and we've talked about some that the Brewers are projected as low as 79 wins, and then you see the Pecota rankings that they do like them. They've got the Brewers at 89 wins, and that should be enough to win the NL Central. The Pecota rankings, I believe it's on FanGraphs. That might be a different one. I might be getting them confused. But they think that every team in the NL Central is going to win at least 81 games, so everyone will be 500 or better. They're a hard team to sort of project. They're a hard team to look at. And last year, again, even if they win the division at 89 games, last year they won 96. So when you look at these rankings, for me, I am fearful. I am fearful that the Cubs win the division, even though they haven't done much, that the Cardinals have gotten better, that the rest of the division is better, that a lot of guys had a lot of good seasons last year that maybe they won't be able to recreate. But then I'm falling into that same trap, Tim, where I'm doing what everyone's done the last few seasons, and that's been doubt them, and then they win 10, 15, 20 more games than expected. Without the homer hat, without the fan hat, is this team good enough, as they are, to win 90 games again?
Yeah, I stood in line last week at Harrah's Casino and had some cash in my hand, and I'm betting the over. And it had risen, Bart, to 87.5. So, they're starting to get a little respect. Now that the dust is starting to settle a little bit, there's no knee-jerk reaction of, wow, Goldschmidt went to the Cardinals, so we need to, downgrade the Brewers a little bit. The Reds are coming on, so we've got to, give the Brewers a little less respect here. The Cubs are still a 95-win team. 87.5, that's not that bad. Even if you falter from the 96 that they won last year to as you said, the 90 range or 89, 91, you're still right in the thick of things. And really what it comes down to is, does this team have, it in them down the stretch to get hot, because you have to have that as well. And man, they were stinging hot last year in September down the stretch. It was an amazing run. Would we expect that again this year? I don't know about that hot, but again, get on a roll, lots of smiles, playing loose, handling the pitching staff and just developing their own personality. I think so. I think they're fully capable of that. I don't see, how they were downgraded that much. If anything, they're a little bit better.
Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Post Game Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Okay, the pitching staff, I don't know if you saw this, the Giants, Madison Bumgarner, there was some idea floated out there by Bochy that Bumgarner was going to be one of these guys who came in the third inning, and they were going to start relievers on opening day.
Door.
What's that?
He said he'd walk out the door.
He said he'd walk out the door if they started a reliever and then brought him in the third inning. Do you think this is, the Brewers started this thing last year. They didn't start it, but they thrived on it. Do you see that the Brewers might go down that same route again this year? Not that they'd have anybody walking out the door, but they would be you know, maybe trying their innovative way to win games again.
I think so, Chuck. I do. And in large part, and again, I'll delve into this in a few weeks when I get to Arizona, but I think it's a combination of we believe in that philosophy, third time through the order. It's the numbers are staggering, that a pitcher falters a little bit. It's between that, the numbers, and it's between the personnel that they've got. And so if you've got a bullpen that's rock solid, why wouldn't you, you know, I won't use the word tax the bullpen, but lean on the bullpen a little bit more to cover, you know, an extra 2 to 5 wins based on that. Maybe 3 to 6 wins based on that. And that's huge. It doesn't sound like a lot of wins in baseball. It really doesn't when you say, well, it's only 4 or 5 wins. That's big time. That goes from 88 to lower 90s. I don't know if it's necessarily one way or the other, the numbers or just their personnel. But it tended to work last year. And it didn't just work for this team. Tampa was doing it. There were some other teams that were tinkering with that idea. But I see them based on the personnel, the Davies, the Chase Andersons, and these guys. I see them doing the same thing. I really do. They don't have that guy you hand on the ball and say, hey, man, we'll see you in 7 1/3. They just don't have that. Based on, you know, the fact that it might be a personnel issue, I really don't care. Honestly, I don't. Get the wins. The offense, I think, we're all pretty content with. But it's that pitching and the handling of the pitching that's going to make the difference here in 2019.
Tim, are there any of these proposed changes, or at least these ideas that are being floated around, are there any that you like, whether it's everyone doing the DH or what was the pitcher one where guys have to face a minimum of 3 batters as a pitcher, or the runner on second base to start extra innings? We see all these sort of nifty ways that Rob Manfred's trying to quirk up the game of baseball. Is there anything that you've heard as far as changes that you like, or are they all stupid like I think?
Well, I like the fact that they throw these things out there to talk about them. I mean, you know, it's times change and the game has changed a little bit. But, you know, facing 3 batters minimum unless the inning ends, not a big fan of that. I actually like a little bit of the cat and mouse game. The DH, that can just sit where it's at. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other. I do and have been a proponent of some sort of pitching clock. And they will scream that it's a health issue, and I don't buy that because, you know, some guys like to pitch at a better rhythm and other guys like to take their sweet old time. I think that ultimately is probably where the game is going to head, to where there's some sort of time factor involved, at least on the pitching side of things. I don't know if the Players Association is going to dig that at all, but I like that one.
Tim Allen, appreciate talking to you. Always good. We will talk to you throughout the season all the way up to the World Series.
Allen.
Anytime, boys. 2019 championship season.
Thanks, Tim.
You got it.
Tim Allen joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. More to come. We've got Matt Velasquez coming up. We'll talk some Bucks with him at 8 o'clock. It's Chuck and Winkler here on...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.